Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samuels.
2 weeks ago, I didn't know that Evagrius Ponticus ever existed. However, in a conversation with Westfield House tutor, Reverend Dr. Boris Gunjevich, I learnt of him, a desert father of the 4th century, and was intrigued. I also was rather excited to learn something new, while sighing at the same time about how much I don't know. Our world and its history has so much in it. So, a few articles later, I have a little more understanding, but it's really just the tip of an iceberg. The comment that piqued my interest was that Evagrius, in his teaching and supporting the monks in their spiritual disciplines, had devised a system of 8 generic thoughts, influenced by Origen, who worked in the first half of the 3rd century, and which became the basis of Pope Gregory I's 7 deadly sins 200 years later. That was part of their understanding that monastic life developed through stages. First, asceticism, then contemplating creation, and then finally theology and a deep relationship with the Holy Trinity. What impedes the divine life are thoughts, inverted commas, which were linked to problematic behaviours or attacks from the demons. The use of the word thought that allowed the ambiguity that what can hinder following Jesus can come from within us or from an external source. Evagrius understood us to be body and soul. He divided the soul into desire, repulsion or resistance, and mind, where the mind guides the whole self, the desire is to love God, and we are to resist evil and injustice. But each aspect could be misused by us, be affected by our problem behaviours, or be attacked from the outside. To help the monks understand their problem behaviours, their struggles, their despair, their shames, one needed clear knowledge. This came from Scripture and asking the questions of the besetting troubles. Who are you? Where have you come from? The 8 generic thoughts were designed to help the monks understand, to categorize what was happening and why. Thus, the monks were better equipped to use the techniques they were taught, reading, meditating, praying, reciting, singing Scripture, talking with a brother, fasting, keeping vigil, having patience and generosity for people, avoiding the object of desire or aversion, to follow Jesus. What I found fascinating in all this is that Evagrius took the understanding of humanity of his time, the Platonic framework as influenced by Origen, to develop what I would call pastoral care, which recognizes the reality of sin and evil, the devil and demons, and our own existence, personality, consciousness, and that we are responsible for our sin. While I am sure that temptations do come from the father of lies and from sinful flesh, the only response that helps is fleeing to the cross, to God's word, where we receive both mercy and forgiveness, and then we are told to go and sin no more. The trouble is, we seem to get tired of hearing this long before God gets tired of saying it, and people can give up. Martin Luther wrote for his time and his place. When he wrote Section 2, Daily Prayers of the Small Catechism, that was his way of describing daily living with Jesus. Today we might call this lifestyle daily repentance, and yet discipleship is the same down through the centuries. Trusting God's forgiveness in Christ, returning to our baptism, and following Jesus by struggling with our sins and living to serve those around us. The mystery is that this is life in all its fullness. Let's pray. Merciful God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son to suffer and give his life for all people. Teach us who have been born again to forget ourselves and rely on Christ our Saviour. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.